You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 15th show. I build a network of elite industry professionals every week, sharing their knowledge and expertise with my listeners. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. To talk with the guests that I have in studio or have a chat with me, call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, I'm going to have a conversation with Tricia Tomlinson with Staging and Design Network. Tricia, thank you so much for joining me back in studio.
Thank you, Tricia. It's great to be here.
And a little bit about Tricia. She's founder and CEO of Staging and Design Network. Staging and Design Network hosts the first online B2B shared rental commerce. This platform is changing the way home stagers operate their business and how consumers buy home furnishings. Staging and Design Network provides a patent-pending online inventory management software solution helping home stagers, realtors, builders, and designers more effectively manage their home furnishing inventory. First location launched 2.5 years ago, planning for expansion into other markets. Has been awarded Business and Service of the Year 2013 by National Real Estate Staging Association. And congratulations, Tricia, because I just found out you're actually opening a new location in Everett, right?
Yes, in December.
Very exciting. Yeah. And, I'd like to just, for my listeners to know, how long ago was it that you opened up Staging and Design Network?
We actually opened in 2012.
I know, it's crazy what you guys have done.
Yeah, thank you. It's been quite a journey, developing the technology and all the systems, processes, and procedures, creating the first shared rental pool in the marketplace for home furnishings. It's been really fun.
Yeah, so share with my listeners, describe the community of Staging and Design Network.
Well, it's a member-based community developed for realtors, interior designers, professional stagers, and builders, and their clients, all for the purpose of staging homes for sale. So we've created the first shared rental pool where members can bring in their home furnishings or come to our design center and buy home furnishings to put into the shared rental pool. And the great thing about it is new stagers can start staging by renting from established stagers, yeah. And established stagers receive a great return on their investment of home furnishings.
And I'm really big, as you know, one of the workshops that I coach realtors on how to one-time their business is really taking your business model to the highest efficiency level possible. And I just think what you've done is taking the staging process to the highest efficiency level possible, because for realtors to be storing that furniture and lugging it from home to home, it's a lot when there's so much more that needs to be done. And I just think it's a brilliant idea that you came up with. And you guys are still the only one that's doing this in the way that you're doing it, correct?
Well, it's not really.
Do you have any competitors out there?
No. I mean, I think the challenging part is managing the inventory. It's really, it's pretty much impossible to do without the technology that we've created.
Yes.
If you look at a single rental that goes out with 50 different pieces on it, it's likely that 50 different people own that. Those furnishings, mm-hmm. which means that we're paying 50 different people rental income from
yes.
a single order. So
yeah.
take that and multiply it times thousands of orders across the country, and
yeah.
it's just not possible without the technology.
Yeah, awesome. So your tagline on your website is share, grow, inspire. Can you explain?
Yeah, well, we developed the model to help stagers scale an unscalable business. So by sharing resources, like I mentioned a moment ago, in the shared rental pool, they're able to actually scale their business through the shared rental pool. Grow your business, that's just kind of grow your business, and we're in the process of growing ours as well. And then inspire design, one of the things that is exciting to us is we do a pretty heavy screening of the inventory coming into our rental pool. So the stagers that are working through our rental pool have the best furnishings available in the marketplace for staging a home. And when you have great tools to work with, you can really do a beautiful job of staging a home. And it's inspirational. You walk into a home and you see it's beautiful, and people are now buying those furnishings, the home buyers are. And so it's inspiring design.
Oh, it's the first time I've heard. So they're actually going in, the home's being staged, and the buyer is deciding, this looks so great, I'm just going to buy the furniture from you after purchasing the home.
Yes, that's one of the new things that's happening in the marketplace.
Okay.
When you walk through a home, particularly a home that's been staged through a stager with Staging and Design Network, those home furnishings are typically available for sale.
Yeah,
so
wow.
At
wholesale, of course, because your furnishings are at
member prices.
Member prices, yes.
Exactly. So, and, you know, why not buy those home furnishings? The home's already been professionally designed.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just a great opportunity.
That's wonderful. So how do your members share resources? Explain that to my listeners.
So, Carrie is a stager here. She probably has a warehouse full of furniture, and she may get to the point in her business where she's decided, gosh, I don't want to manage inventory. I want to focus on being a realtor. So she might bring her inventory into our network, and we photograph, measure it, barcode it, upload it to the member account page, give her an account page that she can look at, see the status of her inventory in real time, whether it's out on rent, if it's out on rent, how many days it's out on rent, if she sold it, if she's buying new inventory, et cetera, so that she can just leave all of the inventory logistics to us. She can go online, put together a rental. We deliver the inventory the day that she's ready to stage. And then when the project is sold, we come back, pick it up, bring it back, put it in our warehouse, and she's done.
Yeah, amazing. So let's talk about how that can help a professional taking that off of their plate in growing their business.
Well, you only have so much time in the day.
Yes.
So where's your time most effectively spent when you're trying to grow your business? So by, you know, focusing on the design part of it and outreach to new clients, it's a great way to be able to grow your business rather than focusing on the $20 an hour work managing inventory.
Yeah, embrace your strengths and hire out your weaknesses, right? Can you share your upcoming events?
So we just brought on a national director of education, and we are doing Sip and Learns at Staging and Design Network.
Which I've been to one of them, loved it.
And you can find the list of events that we have on our website at Staging and Design Network. But I think our next Sip and Learn is November 7th. They're typically from 4 to 6.
Uh-huh.
And I think the topic next time is 7 steps to a successful stage.
Okay.
Either that it was the last one. We have so many great topics.
So many great topics going on.
We've had...
Just go to the website. So what's the website again, Tricia?
Staginganddesignnetwork.com.
Perfect. So yeah, definitely as a realtor, if you're listening to the show, because I know we have a huge listener base for my real estate partners out there, definitely go take a look and get to some of those educational programs and also connect with Tricia and her company. So Tricia, I know that you're currently hiring and adding to your amazing company. What positions are you looking for?
Well, we are opening our next location in Everett, and we're scheduled to open in December. So we're looking for movers and drivers right now.
Okay.
We're also looking to add another interior designer to our staff. We're also looking for an admin person in the fulfillment center to process orders.
Okay, so if one of my listeners is listening, just go to the website and get information on that, or how can they connect?
Or they can give us a call at our Kirkland Design Center. The number is 425-272-4430. Press 100. You can ask for anyone, and they'll connect you to me.
Perfect. So the type of employee that you're looking for, Tricia, for the company, what does that look like? Or who do they look like?
Well, that's a really great question, because culture is such an important thing in what we're growing at Staging and Design Network. So the first things that we look for are somebody who's willing to engage their mind and their heart. And then the next set of things that we look for, of course, skill set, but someone who really cares, someone who wants to come to work and grow personally and professionally and be a part of a great team.
Great. Let's go back and talk about the inventory and the rental pool. So who is participating and putting into, can everybody put into that rental pool, Tricia?
Well, there's only so much room in our fulfillment centers, and we generally have a lineup of inventory coming in. So we look for people who are going to be utilizing the rental pool. The purpose of our business is to help stagers grow their business and focus on doing what they love. So typically, we will bring people in who are going to use the shared rental pool. And that seems to work best for us. We've had furniture companies call and want to put their inventory in, but you know, like I said, we have limited.
So it's really a selective group of people that are participating in the share and the growth of everybody that is part of the company and what you've put together.
Absolutely,
that's great. So let's talk a little bit about the resale gallery. How does that work?
Well, we just had our biannual Stagerpalooza last weekend, and typically this is a time where we're clearing out inventory, making room for inventory coming back.
So that means discount time?
Heavy discount time, actually. And quite a lot of donations that we make as well. I think we were focused on teen homeless. Did I say that right? Teen homeless for this last event. We also have a resale gallery online. So if you go to Staging and Design Network, you'll see the rental pool, but you'll also see shop. And that has a combination of new inventory for sale or new home furnishings for sale at member prices. And then also things that stagers are willing to part with because they're getting ready to upgrade their inventory or buy new inventory. They get they get bored with things, so they're always changing things out all the time.
So in the resale gallery, you've got new and old.
Resale. New and almost new.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I was going to say old wasn't really the word that I wanted to use there.
I mean,
but
it's barely used. People have not, you know, lived with the furnishings.
Yes, of course.
So new and almost new.
So your online presence, can you share that with my my listeners?
Well, go to staginganddesignnetwork.com. You'll see the shared rental pool. You'll see the resale gallery. You'll also see the service directory, which is comprised of professionals in the industry, which includes great realtors, stagers, interior designers, and typically services that a homeowner needs when they're getting ready to stage and sell their home.
Okay. So a CEO of the company, any other advice you want to give to my listeners out there?
Absolutely. I think that you should come to the Design Center in Kirkland, Washington for Staging and Design Network. We most people say, gosh, this is a hidden treasure because we have new furnishings for sale. It's in an ugly little industrial park where you'd never think to find us. And it's a great place to come and buy furnishings or check out what we're doing.
Sounds great. Tricia, thank you so much for joining me in studio, having your team represent the company. It's always nice spending time with you.
Thank you.
Coming up next in the Money Hour, what is diminished value, loss of use, and direct repair? John Walker with Walker Appraisal, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.